Yes, Lord.
Excuse me, could you announce the call first and the date?
Oh, I beg your pardon. So this is the steering committee call on April 22nd, 2018. And this is Sid Smith. I will be facilitating, and I'm going to ask now for a roll call, starting with Chris Blankenhorn. And not hearing Chris, Andrea Meredith Playart.
Here.
And Darlene Elias.
Here.
And Daryl Moe.
Here.
And Gloria Matera. Gloria, are you there? Okay. Michael Dennis.
Present.
Tony and Dick.
Here.
And Jody Secretary.
Here.
And Hillary Kane Treasurer.
Here. I think Gloria's here, too.
Gloria, did you come in?
Yes, I got knocked off and I'm back. Right.
Okay, great. And I don't have Chris Blankenhorn, is that right? And are there any observers tonight?
Yes, there are three observers. David Gary from Massachusetts, Starling Rankin from Oregon, and Tommy Yeager from Virginia.
Darlene. And Thomas. Okay, great. I have those listed. Okay, and we move then to any revisions to the agenda.
Jody Stark. Oh yeah. Go ahead, Darlene.
Hi. So I just wanted to quickly add a new business. June 18th, the special decolonization hearing of the United Nations. Thank you.
Okay. And did I hear someone else on set? Agenda revisions. Hearing none.
Jody Stack, pardon me.
Jody, go ahead.
The vote on the left forum needs to be finished. So maybe we can put that under new business also.
Okay, so looking here then for new business. So we have left forum vote and decolonization. Okay. Great. Anything else under revisions for the agenda? All right, then. It looks like I don't have it. Is that correct under old business? Oh, standing business is later. New business then. 30 minutes. Discussion of the split within our revolution over taking corporate money. The name I have here is Sherry Conkler. Is Judy on the call?
That was Hillary.
Hillary, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's apologies. This is my bad because I'm the one who put it on the agenda in the first place at Sherry's request. But I neglected to invite her, and I also know that she was busy this entire weekend with a big weekend-long thing. So if we could just postpone it for 2 weeks, and I will make sure to invite her for our next call.
Okay.
Andrea? What's the long and the short of it, though?
The long and the short of it is just that what Sherry told me, I mean, not surprisingly in some ways, there's a split going on in our revolution, and it sounds to me, at least based on what Sherry reported, that it's over the taking of corporate money, which is an interesting dynamic and specific thing, and so it was more about how to exploit that and perhaps, you know, align ourselves with the faction splitting off of, you know, on the principle of not taking corporate money. So if we feel like it's not even necessary for this group to discuss, that's fine. like, it's been a while since we've been down that road of, like, whatever Gloria and Daryl were doing with, you know, in the post-Bernie left configuration, but it's sort of in that vein.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, is this something directly impacting GPPA that we need to intercede, or is it impacting Sherry's fight in the 197,
all right. Just like at the national level, thinking about.
Okay. All right. I guess my own position with our revolution and with all of that whole cosmos is that if they haven't come over to us at this point, you know, there's other people to organize. But as long as Sherry's okay, over.
Hillary Stack.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I would generally agree with what you just said, Andrea, but I think in this particular case, if there's, like, you know, a split to be exploited and a wedge to be further driven and a group that, you know, maybe needs to be reacquainted with us, like, it's perhaps worth a conversation. But Gloria Stack pushed off for another couple weeks, yeah.
Gloria, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I would just like to say there's really no talking about this without knowing what to talk about. Those of us who know people connected to our revolution on a national level could make inquiries in addition. I'm not sure what Sherry knows or from whom, but, you know. Look forward to hearing, you know, if there's anything concrete that we might be able to get involved in. Or maybe it's an FYI. We'll see.
Yeah.
Some suggestion moves the agenda.
Okay, so then if that item is deferred then for 2 weeks, we'll move to item B, which is Tennessee. There's a request here. There's a written request from Howard Switzer of the Green Party of Tennessee. If there's no objection, I'll go ahead and read his request for the record. Request to add two advisors to the GPUS National Committee listserv limited to this year's platform amendment session of 2018, discussion and voting period for platform proposals on monetary systems. The Green Party of Tennessee is requesting that the GPUS steering committee approve and announce to the GPUS National Committee the appointment as advisors to the GPUS National Committee for the platform amendment session of 2018, the following persons: Sue Peters and Joseph Bongiovanni. Sue Peters has degrees in history and education and is an information technologist specializing in finance. Having spent 35 years on Wall Street, the last 15 at a multinational bank, she has insider's knowledge of the relationship between Wall Street and money. She is a member of the American Monetary Institute, Manhattan Green Party Local, the National Organization of Raw Materials, and the main force behind GreensForMonetaryReform.org. Joseph Bongiovanni is a second-generation progressive monetary reformer, a lifelong student of our national monetary system, and a new member of the GPVA Organizing and Eastern Shore Local. He is an AMI member and is director of the Keppel Pond Institute for Debt-Free Money. We are only requesting participation in discussions relating to monetary policy only. Our concern is that the two advisors we're approved are both active MMT proponents and are hostile to Green Party monetary policy. We feel the discussions may need some balance. The term of appointment requested is limited to this year's GPUS platform amendment session discussion and votes only upon issues affecting monetary policy. The Green Party of Tennessee asks that the GPUS steering committee add this decision item to their agenda for the regular business telephone call with respect. Howard Switzer, National Committee Delegate, Green Party of Tennessee. Discussion.
Gloria Stack.
Gloria
Stack.
Well, I feel like, preface this, I have to state that I didn't support, nor I wasn't really in favor of the first set of advisors and experts we approved. But now, because now, of course, what I expect to happen, it seems that I don't see the possibility. Well, I still don't support this in general. I don't see how we cannot support this when we've just approved people who have expertise on the opposite perspective. So kind of going on record with saying that. I feel like it's just that first decision put us, I think, in a difficult position to pass.
Andrea?
Thanks. Two things. I did not initially understand that these people were even members of the Tennessee Green Party, so this file that was just read seems to be augmented somewhat. But you know what? Here's the thing about the folks that we approved from Nebraska. They're not in opposition to our existing platform, right? So they're there to explain Nebraska's proposed augmentation of our existing platform, which means the core values are going to be intact and that sort of thing like this. Conversely, we have these two people in Tennessee themselves are saying that they oppose our fiscal policy, right? Our financial platform, a monetary platform, whatever the verbiage was. And we have enough dispute over this sort of thing already. So, you know, I'm going to stand in opposition to this. We don't need more hassle on the listserv, but we sure don't need it for people who are actively going to be arguing against the core platform that we already have in place. And they don't sound like they're from Tennessee, whereas the other two people were from Nebraska. Over.
Chris, Zach, I just want to let you know I'm on.
Chris, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you all know.
Oh, okay.
Hillary Stack.
Hillary?
Mike Stack.
I'm Jody Stack.
I have to agree with Gloria. While I wasn't necessarily thrilled with letting random people on our list 2 weeks ago, I don't know how we can justify the addition of one group, one state, external experts and the exclusion of another at the same time. So I think for consistency, we have to allow this, despite the fact that it might cause more chaos and strife on the list. Over.
Mike?
Yeah, I guess the only differentiation I see here is that it's persons who are likely opposed to a particular platform proposal. And I mean, I think we need to treat both kind of pro and con, yay or nay, equally. I guess I would just kind of state for the record for precedent that because we allow two in favor, we are allowing two against. And just kind of stating that in case there's some kind of proliferation where two other things want to get two more experts on the same proposal. So it makes sense that the lead sponsor of the proposal, Nebraska, put forth a certain number of experts and that the person likely against the platform proposal are putting forth an equal number, although we as a steering committee have no real way to determine what state or caucus, you know, can take the lead in offering those experts again, but at least that there are equal numbers, and hopefully we can kind of at least internally have a precedent to cap it at that equal number. Over.
Gloria,
I have Jody, then Daryl, then Gloria. Jody, go ahead.
Yes, I agree that in light of our decision on the last call, that we need to follow up by granting this request the same results. So I agree with Gloria and Hillary. Thank you.
Daryl?
Hey, yeah. Disagree a little bit. I think that we have to measure each proposal by its merit, and this particular proposal, while I'm not against it, definitely identifies some people for it in a different way than Nebraska identified their folks. And so I don't think they're the same things. I don't think we're automatically constrained by a previous arrangement. We could give it back and say, well, based on these concerns, you know, this is our reaction, and they can either choose to resubmit those people or submit other folks, or rewrite why they want to do it. But aside from that, my understanding was that any state should have advisors on the national list, that there, or no, that's observers. I'm sorry. So never mind. Skip the last part of that. So I'm not opposed to this, but I don't think that we have to feel like we're obligated to do it because the conditions under which they propose it are not the same. Over. Gloria?
Thanks. So listening to a little further people's comments, you know, what comes to mind now for me is that, you know, people, Nebraska put it forward, they talked about having experts to explain, right? And so if that's really what the focus is, then maybe Tennessee needs to rework their proposal. Or needs to be explained that it's really not about finding a pro and con to be on there, but explanation. And for what people don't quite understand or when they raise questions. You know, I would like to know how much leeway we might be able to have as a steering committee or in coaching our forum managers, moderators, that there's a certain line that can't be crossed by people who are put on as advisors and experts in an area. So I, you know, wouldn't be opposed if we found a way for some language to say on both ends, this is what advisors do, and when they don't do that and they do something else, then they're not going to be able to continue in that role. I know that sounds a bit heavy-handed, but I feel like if we should be carefully defining what those people do when they're allowed on the list for this purpose. Yeah.
Daryl Speck.
I have Chris and Mendo.
Yes, go ahead.
So I guess the first question, from my own understanding, is this in response to our decision 2 weeks ago to add people at the request of another state? Does anyone know actually what is the response?
No. Jody Sack.
Jody, did you want to respond to his question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My assumption, and it's only an assumption, is that the assumption was made that the advisors that Nebraska asked could be advocates for monetary policy, and in case that was the case, Tennessee felt the need to have other people who would advocate for the AMI position. I don't think that it has been defined what the proposal is about, how it relates to MMT or to AMI, but it seems like there are some assumptions there, and that broadening the group of advisors who can speak with knowledge on the proposal from Nebraska makes sense to me, and also I do believe that because we did okay advisors on the last call on a fairly open basis, that doing that for the request from Tennessee is a reasonable request. Over.
You want to continue?
Yeah.
Hunter, respect.
So, first off, this immediately rubs me the wrong way because it seems like someone wants theirs too. Like, oh, well, they got to approve someone, now we need to approve someone, and next thing we know, we've doubled the size of the national list. So I don't think we should be following last week as a precedent. I can say last week my understanding was that Charles vouched that the people being added to the list were Greens. You know, Nebraska doesn't have registration, so, you know, there's no way to win a piece of paper. Illinois is the same way, so I completely respect that, how that is very complicated. But my understanding in voting last week was that Charles was going to vouch for these people. One of these experts is from Illinois, and I have no idea who the fuck he is. Like,
pardon me, I would like, this is Jody, I would like to request a respectful language. Thank you.
Okay. Well, he lives an hour and a half away from me, and I have no idea who he is, and I don't think anyone in the region does. So now we're talking about adding someone who is not actively engaged in the Green Party, and that's a very, very bad idea, in my opinion. You know, and I also don't think that we have any responsibility to balance viewpoints of advisors. So I'm definitely, you know, unless Tennessee can come on here and explain to me why no one in our state party knows who this guy is, I can't support adding someone who is not a Green. Over.
Gloria Sachs.
Mike. I have Daryl, then Andrea, then Gloria, then Mike. Daryl, go ahead.
So a couple of things. I hear Chris's point, and I just have a question as to, it's not a question to answer now, but it's just a thought of at what point do Greens consider other folks that may be experts that might be able to offer insight? Don't know if being on the national list during our platform debate is the right place for it. It may be on the discussion list with this discussion. I'm not really sure, but I'm curious for us to, at least for the party at some point, to think about how do we engage other people who may not yet be Green, but who may have insight that might be helpful for us in developing what we develop. And in that relationship, we don't know whether or not they'll become Green based on whatever else we might hear, but we still have to keep our doors open to people, even if they don't identify initially as Green. Not saying that that's important for this conversation, it was just a thought. But I hear what Gloria was saying earlier, and I think that we have just created and approved some basic direction for the forum managers in regards to the list as a whole, and I don't think there's any wrong with us making an amendment to that and approving something that talks specifically about advisors, because this is a new thing that's coming up. We've had advisors, but not in the way that they're being added and asked to be a part of this list at this point, and so we may need to talk about what that role looks like and how, what that function is, and if we have some in our policies and procedures and all that kind of stuff, we may need to pull that language so we can be clear about what advisors can and can't do, like we do with observers and even our folks that are alternates and delegates. That's all.
Andrea?
Here's the thing. We know what this is. We know that Delegate Switzer likes to mix it up on the National Committee of Reserve about the whole monetary policy. We know that, many people oppose his position. He has some support from others, right? What this is really starting to look like to me is that he's calling for backup. And he's calling for backup from people who, he's got one guy here, this Joseph Longiovanni guy, who supposedly is a new member of the GPVA. Here's the thing. The National Committee listserv, and as we debate respectfully these proposals, this is not open season, right? It is presumed that these delegates are negotiating on behalf of their state parties. And the reason why we add advisors for these proposals is so they can elucidate what was submitted from their state party. As an example, from Nebraska Green Party's request, Dr. Firestone is the co-author with Shane Fry of many of our proposals, and is uniquely qualified to answer any questions or concerns about any on the NC may have about them. So in other words, this is a person from Nebraska America that consistently does the work of articulating what their positions on various things are. But what appears to have happened is that Delegate Switzer just kind of hangs out with folks that are, I guess, pro-MMT or whatever, and wants to make sure that instead of doing the work of his state party and advocating the state party's position for or against his proposal, that we then enter into a debate. This is not the forum for that. And the rules say that we as steering committee have purview. We have latitude over whether or not we want to foster that kind of environment on the listserv, right? It says here in the rules, advisors can either be recommended to and approved by the steering committee and announced to the national committee or approved by the national committee by a simple majority vote. And so, you know, I redouble my opposition to this. We just had to issue a directive to the listserv moderators about doing their job for once. And as far as I'm concerned, we're going to have that conversation later on. They still haven't done it. But we have a responsibility to make sure that there's order maintained on that listserv. The buck falls with us. And just because one delegate from one state party who has not met in a long time, and therefore this is not the voice of that state party, so because one delegate wants backup does not mean that we have to allow them to do that. And this is not the National Committee listserv. It's not the place where we train rookies, okay? The place where rookies get integrated into is the Green Party thought process, platform, et cetera, is in the local party, not at the National Committee listserv. So I'm going to redouble, as I said, my opposition to this, because we don't need the turmoil. We don't need the turmoil, and we need to have legitimate, you know, discussion over platform issues from people who were involved in writing these proposals in the first place. That's what was intended with the rule. Over.
Chris Sack.
Jody Sack.
I have Gloria, Mike, Chris, and then Jody. And who was that last one?
Tony.
And then Tony. So, Gloria, go ahead.
Sorry. So, we're going to have turmoil either way. There's some proposals not passed. We'll have turmoil in the complaining department, but that seems to be what our new guidance for the list forum managers are supposed to focus on. So, Sue Peters, unless it's somebody different, is from New York. She may have just recently been put on as replacement for, sadly, one of our delegates, state delegates from New York County, who died recently. And that is her issue and her area, because I remember Sue talking much about it during our own platform hearing. So I'm not saying anything else. I'm just saying that if that's the same to Peter, then I'm pretty sure it is. She's from New York, but she is an expert or someone who really studies this issue and considers it her right top issue. So I don't know if that contributes to anything. I'll leave it at that for now. I don't know who the other person is, but I can vouch for her in Green Party enrollment in the state of New York.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, and then Chris, Jody, Tommy, and Daryl. Mike?
Yeah, so, I don't think it makes any sense to say that advisors are simply there to further explain the proposal. So, I think if that were the case, the proposal should simply include that explanation in the background. Or if it to answer further kind of technical questions about the proposal, and who knows how one kind of delineates what exactly that entails, statements can be sent through state or caucus delegates to the listserv. So trying to determine what the intent of, I guess, the National Committee when they passed the proposal was, it seems like it is for experts in certain topic areas, both for and against, to come on the list and utilize their expertise. So I don't think that we can interpret this in any kind of way that's only for people that are elucidating the proposal itself and thereby in favor of the proposal. Yeah, but I mean, if people don't want to approve the Tennessee delegates, which, you know, I can understand those concerns, but then my secondary proposal would be that we, as the steering committee, just make a determination that we are our decision on Nebraska, and that the steering committee collectively will write and put forth a proposal to the national committee, either eliminating advisors or clarifying the specifics that we think advisors should be over.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to Daryl's point about kind of growing the party in this way, and that's not the role of the NC. You know, and when I think about that being the role of the NC, discussion on Illinois' platform amendment is similar to what was happening during the reading period, and Illinois put our advisors on the NC list. Those advisors would absolutely never become a green. Like, that would be the very real result of, you know, how that went last time is going to reflect how it's going to go next time. You know, so I that's just absolutely in my mind not the role of the NC, but kind of saying people. So, over. Jody?
I'm responding to the statement that the listener was not the place for the discussion. I believe it is the place for the discussion, and I don't see any justification for allowing the advisors to come that were proposed last time and not these advisors who do have Green Party connections and who can offer some additional insight.
Jody, was that all?
Yes, over.
Okay. Tony, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say I would like a little bit more information on the background of the proposal, but I think if we continue down this road, you know, you can potentially have folks inviting advisors all the time. So, which I guess, you know, if I think the listserv was functioning in a different way or had a different format, might work a little bit better. But right now, I just do not see that this is a good the president. So, anyhow, I'd like to agree with Andrea thus far. But I do want to see the proposal that they are. Is this the universal basic income proposal? Point of clarification.
This is platform proposals on monetary system. Period. And I don't know what you all decided to do about these other advisors, but what Howard Swisher is asking for is that these people be permitted to speak on both platform proposals on monetary systems. Jody, did you have an answer to that question? Jody?
Excuse me, the proposal is not up on the in the queue yet, and the idea was to have advisors available when it did get in the queue to respond to questions.
Sorry, is someone doing dishes or something? Can someone else?
Sorry, I was just putting in hot tea in the microwave, and I'm trying to get on staff. That's why I'm
sorry.
On.
So to my mind, I agree that if we, I wasn't that enthusiastic about approving the advisors last time. I feel if we approve those advisors, that we need to approve these advisors or...
Jody, I've got quite a lot of folks on staff, so if you've answered that question now, I'll have to move forward.
Okay.
Tony, did you want to say anything further?
Well, I would just say in the future it might be good to actually know the proposal that the advisors are being asked to comment on, because, you know, you could have people on two sides of anything, and one of the sides could be very bad. So, before we open our platform for it, I think we need to have a little bit more information. That's all.
Okay. Gloria, I have Gerald and Darlene and Andrea and Gloria. I would just point out that you're starting to eat up a lot of clock. Gerald,
yeah, I wanted to just take do a hybrid of what Mike was suggesting. I don't think we should rescind the previous ones, but I see the point. If we don't accept these, then we should not accept any. But I would suggest that since Gloria has been able to identify one person from New York as being an expert in this area, so she's able to vouch for that. However, Chris is not able to vouch for the person who is from Illinois, and Chris has been a leader in Illinois. So I would say that we could approve the one and not approve the other until we have more information about that person's actual engagement within the party, if that's the extra litmus test that we're making, is that the person is also engaged in Green Party, and since they're in Illinois and Chris doesn't know them, they may not be very active, at least not at the state.
This is a point
local.
Of information. Excuse my interruption.
Chris,
a point of information. The letter states that the other person, Joseph Von Giovanni, is a member of GTVA.
I don't want to
break protocol here as a facilitator, but just as a point of information, I am the General Secretary of the Green Party of Virginia. Joseph Von Giovanni is a member of the Green Party of Virginia, recently moved to the Eastern Shore, and is working to organize a local. That's all I know.
Okay. Then I will withdraw my further suggestion of splitting it and say that we move to make the decision on the side. Over.
I have Darlene, then Andrea, then Gloria, then Hillary, then Chris. Darlene?
Hi. I just wanted to point out that if the rule exists to allow for advisors on a particular issue, that rule exists for a reason, and I don't think that as an SD or as a body that it is our role to be deciding what rules we're going to uphold, not going to uphold. If we have legitimate Green Party members that are loyal and dedicated to the party and are working on furthering our platform, then we should be honoring these individuals suggestions that are being
made. Can you come
here, So I would be in support of approving these advisors. If we as an FC body don't like the idea of these state parties putting forward advisors as recommendations, then we need to change that proposal once again. To the formal process that exists within GPUS. Over.
Andrea?
Okay. Let me read the rules again. It's because it is absolutely our role to decide whether we want to allow. Now, I'm not going to read it. I already read it. The rules are clear. It is our purview if we want to approve people for this role or not. That's what we're talking about. However, I think... Sorry? Was that somebody trying to get in there?
I don't think so.
Okay. However... it does make sense that if we approve one, we ought to, I don't believe in the blanket, you know, I don't believe in those blanket kinds of approvals. I think every situation is different, but, you know, it's fine. If we want to, I actually will support Mike Dennis's
suggestion that we rescind the approval of the other two. That's fine. Our listserv is chaotic, and until we get it under control, then we're just going to have to be satisfied with people sending in written statements of rebuttal or elucidation or whatever we want to call it. So, Mike, you know, if you want to stand firm on that we, you know, rescind the previous one and deny this one, that's fine by me, too. Over.
I support Mike's proposal in rescinding the other one, which I think would be in the best interest of having a discussion on this proposal when it comes up.
Hillary? I could live with Mike's proposal. I mean, I think consistency is really important. So I have to say I'm kind of more in Darlene's camp. Like, this is an existing rule that the NC passed, whether we think it's, you know, I mean, personally, I think it's a bad idea generally, but it exists. And yes, while it's up to us to discern whether or not any given set of advisors is agreeable, I don't think for any kind of, you know, internal consistency, if we approved, you know, the other set of advisors 2 weeks ago from Nebraska, I don't know what justification we could possibly come up with aside from nitpicking and coming up with, you know, really hair-splitting reasons to not allow these guys. And so, personally, I think we have to allow the Tennessee proposal while also maybe simultaneously putting in a separate proposal to rescind this rule in the first place, but you know, I don't really see how we could be justified denying this request and denying, like, and even going back and saying, well, you know, we'll just have nobody allow, which would be my preference, but I don't really see how we can do that if this is, I mean, this is exactly what this rule is meant to do, even though if we take it to a degree, it makes no sense whatsoever. Over.
May I, at this point, step in here before we get going on the stack and just ask, is there, in fact, consensus for rescinding the permission for the other two that was given last week, or does anyone object to doing so?
Object.
Okay.
I object.
We have an objection. All right. Okay. So let me continue with the stack then. Chris?
Looking back at the, I don't know where the Illinois, somewhere I have an Illinois state person being approved for something, it could be Illinois. So that was my confusion there. I'm fine with Mike's proposal. I also have, I mean, beyond, I think it needs to be specified what, you know, if anyone's approved, what they are allowed to be involved in the discussion on. It'd be nice if we could actually limit what they could do, but I don't know if that's possible. Through the list. And then, you know, unless I really don't see the responsibility to make sure that there's an expert to speak in opposition to something. I don't, you know, the Nebraska made sense to me because, you know, a person will write the proposal and to make in support of it. But if it's just someone to try to oppose something, I don't think we have a responsibility to provide that.
Okay, Mike on stack.
So now that I've come out in favor of, you know, both extremes, I'm actually offer, you know, maybe a third route. So I have a question for Andrea, who has the rules in front of her. I believe when she read them before, it said something like, advisors can either be approved by the steering committee or by a simple majority of the national committee.
That is correct, yes.
So what I suggest we do is we not approve Tennessee, we rescind Nebraska, we say we as a steering committee generally do not understand the intent of this rule by the national committee, and therefore we are opting for the other route of having these advisors approved by the national committee in saying that, you know, either Nebraska and Tennessee can put forth those proposals, or maybe even the steering committee itself puts forth those proposals. kind of use that middle route, and the national committee can determine the intent of the rule that they passed. Over.
Jody Stack.
Jody, go ahead.
Daryl, I'm back.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Daryl. I missed you. Jody, I'll have to...
Go ahead, Jody. No, go ahead, Jody. It's fine.
Punting this to the National Committee, it would be very time-consuming, and I suggest that we do two things. That in light of the fact that we approved the other advisors, that we approved the advisors from Tennessee, and that we also write something to the National Committee saying that we are seeking clarification of this item and will be... And ask if there is anyone who wants to join in on that, perhaps write a proposal, or maybe we should. But I don't think that taking a month to run this through the National Committee is effective or efficient. And there is objection to rescinding last week, so I suggest we accept these two advisors and move on.
Daryl?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that whatever we do, again, we have to be mindful of whatever the precedent that it sets. So if we were to go the route of sending everything to the national list, that would mean that the steering committee as it's configured now would do that all the time, because otherwise we're saying we don't understand that why it's here, and therefore we want you all to decide. And so how will we suddenly get an understanding in a couple of weeks when the next state wants to submit people that we might know and like? But since we've also had verification that both of the people that Tennessee is before it are engaged in their state parties, and at least one of those persons is known to be an expert in this area, I don't see any particular reason why we shouldn't approve them. I do think, though, that we should seek further clarity on this particular item from the NC, and if we don't like it, to flip something, at least on the discussion list first, the discussion about the item. Secondarily, if we did decide to send all four of the names to the NC to vote, I don't think the rules didn't specify how long that needs to be, so it doesn't need to take a month. It can be a week of discussion, a week of voting. It doesn't necessarily get, it can also be shorter than that based on our ability to do adjust the system. So it can be a short period of discussion and a period of voting as well. So I don't think it has to take a month unless we just wanted to drag it out. Over.
Andrea?
Yeah, I like Mike's newest iteration. So that sounds good to me personally. And yes, the rules do call for expedited processing. I think even as short as a week and a week. So, and as far as, you know, how we justify this to the National Committee, I mean, right now we can just adopt a policy that, you know, we let them decide. I mean, it's hyper-democratic to do that anyway. So, we could just say that as a matter of policy, we're just going to have them decide and that we're just going to, you know, because when you think about it, the state is bringing, in the case of these two other people who are not, it's not clear that the superior woman is actually engaged in a Supreme Court in New York. That is not clear. Gloria simply says that she's heard from Liz before on these topics. It does appear that the one other guy is, from what Sid is saying, he's engaged.
I'm sorry, for the clarification, that's not what I said. I said that she is a member of the Green Party of New York State, and in fact, I think she has been recently elected as state representative from her county to replace a state committee member who died recently. In fact, while we were on the call, I just confirmed that. Yes, I mean,
okay.
She's an expert. That, you know, I'm not saying what kind of right. I mean, she puts on that, she writes on that.
Okay, I guess
for her either way.
Got it. Thank you. That part I didn't hear, so thanks for clarifying. Well, that underscores my point, which she's not in Tennessee, right? So, you know, they don't have direct contact with this person, right? So
So, you know, whereas the other two people were from Nebraska. But I think it's just really easy. If you as a state party have a couple of members and you have submitted a platform proposal, you ought to be able to send an expedited proposal to, you know, to the national committee to support your request for advisors, because we recognize that not everybody has, you know, deep information about this particular platform topic, right? So, I mean, it should just follow logically. If you're going to submit a platform, a proposal, you should be ready to ask for advisors to advocate on your behalf if you don't feel you have the ability to articulate that position as an NC delegate. So, I mean, it's that easy. We can just continue to send these over to the National Committee and just have them decide and that can be the judge to take over.
Let me ask this, the facilitator, do we have anything like consensus for referring this matter to the National Committee? Are there objections to sending it to the National Committee?
Yes. The first thing is that we have to get consensus around what Mike Dennis proposed.
No, that's why I'm asking this first, because this is on the table. Mike came after this.
I appreciate that, but this is, I mean, we don't exactly follow Robert's rules here, but Mike has suggested a kind of a subsidiary motion, and I just want to get a sense as a facilitator if that is one that meets with general approval. If it is, it would resolve the matter. If it doesn't, then we have to return to the motion on the table, and we should probably act on it.
I do have concern with language.
Can you expand on that, please?
In particular, the statement of we, the steering committee, are looking for clarification or would like for them to... I don't think we is the majority, and I don't think that it's all of us that are in agreement with this.
Mike, direct response.
And Jody Stack,
okay, so Mike,
direct response.
Right. So, Jody, you ask for Stack first, and then Mike. Go ahead, Jody.
All right. We have a lot of apples and oranges going on here. The basic thing is, before, you know, superseding any talk of going to the National Committee, I am opposed to anything that lets our decision last month stand that doesn't also include approving these two advisors. So, to my mind, we either have four of them or none of them. The issue of whether to refer this to the National Committee is another matter. I would be willing to write up something to the National Committee on this and asking for perhaps writing a proposal or whatever it takes. But before we do that, to my mind, we either do all four advisors or none of them. Over.
Okay. Mike?
I yield. Daryl, go ahead.
Daryl, go ahead.
I'll go after Mike.
Mike said he was going to yield.
He'll get back.
I think muddying the waters, I think going back to Tennessee, and everyone on the call so far has not had any issue with Nebraska's proposal in the first place. So there are concerns about the Tennessee one, but I didn't hear anything in the rule that said that the advisors have to come from the state. So, you know, our state may or may not have people that are proficient or engaged in that particular platform agenda. So we may, you know, we talk about fracking, but it's not happening in D.C. So we may not have that level of experts that some of the others of you may have. And so we might propose someone on an issue foot somewhere else. So I don't think that's an arbitrary additional constraint that we're putting to look at an additional lens on this. So I think we should keep it clean. If we are not comfortable with these two, we should vote that way. And then if they don't pass, then we send it back to Tennessee and let them refigure it. They can hear the call, they can hear the discussion, and they can figure out what to do from there. If they then want to send it to the National Committee, they have that right so to do. I don't think we need to do it for them. But I think we should just simply vote on this issue and move on and not undo what we've done before, because there's no reason.
reason to undo what we've done before. If we still want further clarity around this advisor issue because we think it could get out of control, then we could still float a proposal that Jody's talking about writing to get further clarity, or either to not do it going forward, like Andrea says, and just saying going forward, we're not going to do this, we're going to punt it back to the NC as a rule. But I don't think we should undo a previous decision with no particular reason to do so. Over.
I'm in favor of voting on the proposal as it stands. I feel like punting to the national committee is just a cop-out. And if we were concerned about the state of emails and discussion on the NC with these advisors, I can only imagine that putting the question of the advisors in the first place will be even worse. So that just doesn't seem to be like a solution. So I'm of the opinion, and this is how I will be voting, is that Nebraska's people stand, Tennessee's people stand, and separately in the future, if we decide this is a stupid rule, then we need to rescind the rule the proper way, and that's the end of it. Over.
There actually was a lot of conversation about Nebraska last call. I mean, it wasn't an open and shut thing last call, but a lot of the same concerns were brought up. I'm fine with my suggestion, but if we do, even an idea like we were sending last week and, hey, everybody, you have 2 weeks to suggest advisors, and we vote on it all at once. But if we do go forward with approving Tennessee's, I've got to request clarity on what actual platform proposals they can speak about. That was something that was provided by Nebraska that's not here. So.
Direct response.
And monetary, like actual what platform proposals.
Go ahead, Jody.
The reference is to the same thing as to the same conditions as was in the request from Nebraska. Over.
So at this point, it's clear that we don't have consensus around any third option, and we do have a proposal on the floor over which there is not consensus. At this point, I don't see any other resolution other than to vote on the proposal before the body. Unless someone else has another suggestion as facilitator, I don't see any other way forward. Can we move to a vote then? Yes.
Twinkle.
All right. Jody, would you like to do a roll call? This
yes.
is on the proposal
could
from...
You call? Could you call the names in order, and I will write it down?
I certainly will. A yes vote will be in favor of permitting these advisors in accordance with Tennessee's request. A no vote will be opposed to admitting these advisors on the NC list in accordance with Tennessee's request. And I will now call the roll. Chris Blankenhorn?
No.
Andrea Mariteclaire?
No.
Darlene Elias?
Yes.
Daryl Moe?
Yes.
Gloria Matera?
Yes.
Michael Dennis?
Yes.
Tony Andega?
No.
Jody?
Yes.
And Hillary?
Okay.
Yes.
Jody, can you report the results?
Yes, we have 3 no's and 6 yeses, so the motion passes. I would volunteer to get something to the NC on the advisor situation rule within, say, a week. I will send it to the SC first as a draft.
Andreas,
was a kid, so that's okay.
Sorry.
Just something to the NC reviewing this rule and asking for feedback on it. I'll send it to the FC first, okay? And you can see if it's necessary or I don't have to do this.
I personally don't think you do. I mean, the rule is the rule, right? I mean, we're not proposing to change it, but let me just end it with that. Over.
Okay, I'll send a draft just so we can look on it, Eli, on email and maybe chew on it a bit online, okay?
Our next item of business, item C, is Apportionment Tabulation Committee. Election in November to December of an even-numbered year was not done in 2016. Discuss following schedule for 2018 or scheduling early since overdue. Jody, I believe this is yours.
Yes. David, Gary, who is on the call, tells me that there were, and I've got a note here someplace, that the Apportionment Tabulation Committee was appointed, and this was in the minutes from 4 December of 16. But appointment by the, and this was just, you know, when the call was starting, appointment by the SC is not the same as an election, so I am in the confused range. Over.
Discussion?
Back.
So is that Daryl?
Yep.
Go ahead, Daryl.
So is the Apportionment Tabulation Committee actually currently seated and active in any fashion, or at least able to be? If it is, then we should ask that committee where they are in this process and what needs to happen since they're there. If they're not there, and I guess we have a liaison for that, and if they are not, and